The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Tuesday, February the 24th. Good morning. Here, phone lines here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Gosh, you know, Angel's already here this morning. Good morning, Angel. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning to you, sir.
And how are you? You know, you came in today, you look like a little bear.
Well, there's a reason.
You're right in that open Jeep.
Cold pockets all over the place.
You know what? I'm sitting there. You know, Elk Killer wants to get out at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock this morning, Elk Killer gets up and decides that, oh, it is time to go up. Not at 5 or 5:30, but at 4. And I walked outside and I went, you know, we still haven't hit spring yet. Right here. It's just still a little bit chilly out here. On the other hand, it's February. I should be cold. Yeah. Shouldn't I be cold? I'm not cold.
One would think.
I wear a long sleeve shirt today, and I know that it's just going to be too hot. What's happening today?
Well, as we look at the temperatures around the area, we're seeing some monitoring stations dropping down into the low 30s. Others are pushing around the 40-degree mark. The outlook...
In this area?
In this area, yes, right around Redding.
Wow.
Little pockets of warmer and cooler air throughout, especially along the river. It gets downright chilly down there. Sunny, a high near 72 is the forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly clear and a low around 44. And then mostly sunny for your Wednesday as we go into the mid-70s. Then it'll taper off. 40% chance of showers on Friday. Nothing real significant in the forecast rain-wise. It would be nice if we had that right now. In Redding, we are going to call it about, I'm going to call it 40 degrees. Your mileage may vary. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, you know what? Locally owned and operated, Senior and Veterans Discounts there. Their customers are warm friends. That's right. Give them a call, 365-3793. Veteran-owned business, by the way. Okay, well, a lot of things happening. You know, I'm not sure why. I'm going to go national first. I'm just going to go national first because it's something I was reading yesterday, and you know, and Record Searchlight actually hits it on the front page, and that, and the story is out of from Associated Press. But I was watching it yesterday, and I see parts of something, and so you're not sure whether did I actually hear that right, and but then I didn't, you know, when I'm in the evening and I'm doing other things, I frankly don't pay too much attention to what's happening on MSNBC or Fox. Yeah, yes, I do go to MSNBC because I enjoy watching other sides of things, and it's just amazing how they'll take the same story.
Just like watching Rachel Maddow's eyes bug out.
You know, Rachel Maddow, let me tell you about Rachel Maddow. Yes. Yes. Rachel may have different political views, but you know what I've seen this woman do is she's actually taken a story that she was wrong on, and she apologized for it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when I saw that, I thought, you know what? Here's somebody that's got the highest ratings, by the way, for MSNBC, even though they're abysmally low. Compared to you know whether you like it or not, Fox, but on for cable, but she's got the highest rated show, and the thing about it is that she's interesting, and I do listen to Rachel and every so often, but I go back and through so I don't pay attention. But one of the things I heard, and I thought, oh, you know what, I must have misunderstood that, but you know what, I didn't. It appears that the Obama nuclear talks they're having with Iran. It says that they're, hey, we're getting close to this. We're getting close to this. A severe clampdown on Tehran's nuclear activities. And you think to yourself, well, you know what? Hey, maybe Obama's getting to it. And then you read the rest of it. Yeah, they want them to slow down their nuclear activities for at least 10 years, but then they can build the nuke. Yes, they can build the nuke. So tell me. something here has got to be wrong. And what they're saying is, you know, what I believe, it doesn't say this, but this is what I believe is the president is selling the future of our country. He's saying, okay, for right now, if you clamp down, if you don't do, you know what, you know, if you're not, you know, continuously trying to make this bomb right now, that after 10 years from now, after I'm out of office for 8 years, you can then build the bomb. Who in the hell would agree to that? And then it says, and this is my favorite part, quote, Fisher said there's still obstacles to overcome before March 31 deadline, and any deal will face harsh opposition in both countries. You think? Well, I mean, we're just going to say, hey, you know what, clamp down on it. Now, would we have said this to, you know, and I, you know how I hate this. You know how I hate using, you know, everybody says, oh, they're Nazis, and I hate using comparisons to Nazis because people do it so much. But
appeasement.
Would you have done this to Hitler? Hey, I tell you what, you know, slow down the building of your army for 10 years, and you tell him that in 1930. Yeah. And then in 1940, here he comes. Or you tell him that in 1929, and then in 1939, here he comes. I mean, is that actually what this administration is doing? Are they saying don't build it? Don't just kind of, you know, slow down what you have. But after 10 years, and frankly, if you believe that something's going to change, you know, that they're not going to be, like, building during this 10 years, you're crazy, too. But then after that, you can build a nuke?
We're gonna throw Israel under the bus, but very slowly.
Oh, I tell you what, Israel, can you imagine what Netanyahu is thinking right now? Oh, so you're going to tell them they can build a bomb in 10 years? 10 years is this. That's it. It's a blink of the eye. And where we will have changed governments twice or three or four times in between there, between Democrats and Republicans, I have a feeling Tehran is not going to change. Now, maybe Mr. Obama has all this great intelligence that says that their students are going to rise up and their army is going to turn against the imams and the Ayatollah.
Yeah, right.
I haven't heard that yet. So, and they think, oh, and then there's going to be a land of peace and honey, you know. Well, how could you do something like this? How could you actually say it's okay to build the bomb? And that's what it says right here. I'm not making this up. I thought yesterday I had misheard, but I didn't. We made progress, Secretary of State John Kerry said as he bid farewell to members of the American delegation. And the Iranian foreign minister said, we found a better understanding. Now, you don't know if they're going to agree to it or not. The cited movement also described discussions as a moving target. Well, here's the moving target. You're going to let them – I mean, really. I mean, is this something that you would just go up to the president and go, are you really letting the Iranians build a nuclear bomb? And you know what he's going to say? He's going to say, well, you know, we've got – you know, that's 10 years. We're holding it down. And then, you know, slowly they can build that bomb. Right. 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 Okay. Anyway. I just thought I'd start off this morning with a little baby rant.
Yeah, you got the fire in your eye.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Here's the part that's scary here. Do you think Israel is going to let – I mean, what we've done is give tacit approval to build a weapon that can wipe out Israel. That's what it is. Does Mr. Obama even understand this? What he has just told the Israelis is, hey, I'm giving you a 10-year – if they sign this, it's like a 10-year reprieve, which, of course, I don't believe for a minute they're not going to do anything because nobody – I mean, they've never lived up to any one of their negotiation parts. And you're telling Israel, well, you know, after 10 years, they could build a bomb. They don't – but they may not. Oh. Hey, we're going to be right back. This is Carl Lindebot. This is KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio. It is 7:14 and a half. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 40 degrees out there today, February the 24th. We'll be right back.
Proud Brown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
For over 38 years, Kent's Meats and Groceries have proudly served their loyal customers, providing USDA choice meats, including organic and nitrate-free products, Prater Ranch natural premium beef, ham, bacon, sausage, smoked and processed in their own facility, fresh quality locally grown organic produce, and so much more. This week's Kent specials include Folgers Coffee, $8.98, Kent's Bumbling Bugler, 750 milliliter red blend wine, $14.98, Lean Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.48 per pound, Lean Old Fashioned Flavor Corned Beef and Summer Sausage, $6.98 per pound. In Kent's Department, you'll find tender asparagus, $2.48 per pound, 98 cents per pound, navel oranges, and first of the season white corn. Kent's is the home of Cappy's Deli for party trays, salads, side dishes, sandwiches, and special orders to round out any meal, including this week's special, authentic Italian flavor rigatoni. Check out their cheese case featuring over 30 choices of the finest premium natural organic cheeses from the Loletta Cheese Factory. Kent's Meats and Grocery at Cappy's Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Reading Airport next to Windsor Gardens Nursery on Airport Road.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:18 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you got something on your mind, give me a call. We've got people coming in at 7:30. It's going to, you know, from Swarov News. But if you got something on your mind now, we got a few minutes to talk about it. And I've got a few things going. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Leonard and his associates have sales going on at all times. You want estate jewelry? There it is. Do you want to buy rings, diamonds, brooches, watches, necklaces, you name it, he has it. Not only that, but he's going to make you a great deal on it. And they buy and sell gold and silver. And the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is working at Four Winds Jewelry. So if you've got a watch that needs to be repaired, eventually it's going to make it there to Four Winds Jewelry. So cut out all the middlemen and just hop right there. Great prices, like I said. Leonard's been in the business for over 40 years. Been at this location for over 20 years. Head on down, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Right across from Sierra Gibbs. All right, let's keep rocking here. Hey, you know, the cleanup of Linden Canyon. kind of goes along with – it's front page story here. About camp issues, cleanups, thrill, resonance. And this is out of Record Searchlight. I give Record Searchlight lots of props. You know, sometimes they do things. You know, yesterday I was getting after them about their headline. You know, about this headline's got nothing to do with the story. Well, guess what? Online, that headline changed. Mm. And it went to what the story was about. People want the rich to pay more. That's what the story was about. It wasn't about people that are poor paying more. That's it absolutely was untrue. It was the wrong headline. But online, they changed it, which I thought was the right thing to do. But they're talking about this cleanup of Linden Canyon.
The paper headline is actually written in somewhere, not here.
I think in some place in India.
Yeah.
And you do not like what I write? Okay. 31,500 pounds of trash, diapers, bikes, clothing, needles, shoes, mattresses, tents, you name it. They pulled it out of Linden Canyon. 31,500 pounds of trash. Imagine this. Imagine how much this is. Now, the people that are adjacent to Linden Canyon are saying, this is great. You know, I love this one. I love this one quote from this lady. She says, I know the names of their dogs, said this, you know, said the lady of Ellen Islas. She says, I know the names of their dogs. When I know the names of their dogs, they're too close. And, you know, she's absolutely right when they're down there. So they've cleaned out this canyon. But that's just a start. You know, I talked to people. And the Record Searchlight had a really interesting editorial today. You know, have you ever read an editorial when you go, you know, I'm not sure if I agree with this. But on the other hand, they're saying some things that are okay. But then they're saying other things. They're, like they're leaving parts out that we know because we are on the spot when these things happen. You know, like when things are said, like Chief Paletti, they said something. Well, Chief Paletti says this. Well, also, Chief Paletti, there's another part to it that either they didn't hear because they weren't listening, you know, to the show, which, you know, I mean, I know it's hard to believe, but it could be. Or they didn't hear the last part of what he said in the meetings.
Or they intentionally took it out of context to make a point.
Well, you could do that. What they're saying is this. We need more policemen. Yes, we agree to that. We need more policemen. But look at the crime stats. The crime stats are either stagnant level or going down a little bit, except some going up in larcenies. And they're saying, so really we're not in a crime wave. Well, see, that's not exactly true because what Paletti said was, I'm not sure people are still reporting because of the times. And then also you've got a 16-minute response time to something and, you know, people leave so you don't catch it or, you know, like it isn't being reported or – you know, when you say, you know, oh, well, crime stagnant, well, is it? But it went up so high. And see, that's kind of like saying, you know, the tide, you know, the tidal wave that came in, you know, it's gone, you know, it's just stayed there. Well, yeah, that doesn't mean it's okay. It just means that, you know, that it's the tidal wave has hit and it's still here. And the crime has hit and it's still here. It just hasn't gone up right now.
Well,
but Proposition 47, which or 42 or 47, which turned all these, and they're saying near felonies. You know what? There's more than near felonies. You've got people in jail. They're just turning them out by the thousands. And AB 109. Now, the one thing they said in there, as I thoroughly, thoroughly agree to, we've got to hold our elected officials' feet to the fire, like the border supervisors. They have been facing this for years. Tom Bosenko has been saying for years, I need more room. I need more money. I can't, you know, I'm not the one sitting on the board of supervisors to say I need more jail space. So the board of supervisors, I think, needs to come up with some kind of plan to open up an annex. Let's take $1 million from someplace. I know. Oh, where are we going to get $1 million? Take $1 million out of the reserves and let's open up an annex someplace. We can put 200 people into it or 100 people or 50 people and you take them off the streets, you know, something to help. Because, you know, the Record Searchlight is right. It's that we're, you know, it's right now we're at the holding pattern. We're at a holding pattern when the police and the sheriffs and everybody is just working to hold it where it is. And the community is working to hold it where it is. But it doesn't mean it's not strained to the breaking point. Then it could burst out again. We could go straight up. So one of the things they're talking about is this Wednesday at 2 o'clock down at City Hall, the City Council is going to have a priorities. But where are they going to put the money? Where are the issues? And the issues are this, is we need, the, you know, if perception becomes reality, and Record Searchlight is warning against that. Well, you know, perception isn't always true. Well, that's true, but perception becomes reality. When you're walking down the street, stepping over feces of people, and people are gathered on every corner, and when you walk out, they're grumbling, or they approach you for money, or something like this. I mean, then perception is reality. Is that a crime? No, it's not a crime, but it is reality. This is what we have to do, and maybe more police driving down will stop that. Maybe a board of supervisors who will actually come up with a plan to figure out how do we put people someplace. Think out of we've got people on that board of supervisors that are Notre Dame. They've been in government their whole lives. They've been entrepreneurs. Some of them have been a couple of them, one of them. But here's the thing. There's got to be a way to do this. There's got to be a way to be able to come in and find more room in the inn, because Tom needs 250 spots. Well, he could use 1,000, but 250 spots. So where do we get them from? Bob?
That's a very good question. Of course, you were talking about the statistics. We could always do what the state of California does. They didn't like the recidivism rate, so they redefined recidivism, and then said, "Oh, look at the improvement."
Yeah, see, that's the other thing is and what it is, it's a farce. It's just a farce. Now you're going to see people; they're going to see the new taxes coming to you at the county level, or it's going to be at the city level. But there's new taxes rolling in. Hopefully, people will say "Well, let's see what the plan is before we just raise taxes. How are you going to do this?" Poletti's got a plan. These people that think Poletti doesn't have a plan, you're crazy. He's had it. He's had it written out. He's given it to the city council. Here's what I can do with this. Here's what I can do with this. Here's what I can do with this. Only thing the city council has to do is come up with the money. Now, maybe it's time, my friends, to reach into that reserve and pull out enough money to hire. You don't want to hire cops right now? Then get the community service officers. Doesn't take for long to get them and all this. But then put the cops in the pipeline. And as we're hearing, it's harder and harder to find a policeman or find somebody who wants to be a policeman that other people aren't trying to hire them. Down at the academies, people are lining up, offering money and more to come to work in their places because now they've got money and now they've got crime because of AB 109 and 47 or 42. What is it? 42?
I've lost track.
I've lost track of it myself. Anyway. Okay. Second, that was my editorial for the day. Somebody wrote something the other day and castigated Poletti for, get this, they castigated Poletti for being out and giving town hall meetings and giving, and being on radio stations and, especially ours, and having a show just like Sheriff Tom Pasinko does and, other people that come here that have, that are on to talk about what's happening with major aspects of this community. So they castigated him for that. And I'm trying to figure out why this person would do that. Plus, then said, he's in the military too. I thought he was going to salute me. And because, the person writing this was here that day. And then he got really upset because, Chief Poletti said, we've got people out there with signs, that all they're doing is, they're taking money from the people. And this was several years ago, the gentleman was writing about. He said that they're taking money from the people. And they're going home. They're making $300, $400, $500 a day on it. And he says, I almost threw up when the guy, when Poletti said this, because he was so angry. Well, my question then to him is, why didn't you say something? You're sitting here in front of a microphone. Why didn't you say something? Well, he didn't. And then told me, hey, I had a great time. Let's do it again. Okay, hey, I love that. And he has. He's been on since then. But I'm quite surprised that he felt that way and he didn't say anything right then. Mm. Nobody's going to punch him in the face or anything if you just say, I don't agree with that. That's what this is for. I'd love to have that on there. I don't agree with that. It's good radio. It's good for the community. And I wish he had done that.
We've had some lively debate.
I love that. And it's good for the community to hear all this. But the bottom line is that we've got a chief of police and a sheriff that are out here on an active mission to reach out to the community to tell them what's going on. And that's why when you have the 750 with the turn away of at least that many in July, and then you have 2,000 for the Safe City Project, everybody's heard it. Now people want action. They just want it to happen. So tomorrow, I would recommend is that the Chamber of Commerce, the Safe City Group, the Ed Roman and his group all show up and pack the place and say, okay, what are you going to do? Where's your priorities to the city council? We'll be right back after these messages.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning, 40 degrees out there today on the 24th of February, 2015. For those who may have missed January, this portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. You know, Owens Pharmacy is locally owned, locally operated. It has six pharmacies right here in town, and they're getting ready to open up another one in Palisadro, by the way. Most locations are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Now, Owens Pharmacy is a great place for a number of reasons. One is the MedSync service they offer. MedSync means is that they can take all of your prescriptions and run them so that they all are due on the same day, which means you only have to make one phone call and one trip. Now, what happens if you can't make that trip? They deliver them for free if you're in the program. That's right. So you can get it. Now, I mean, can you make it any easier than that? Like I said, locally owned, locally operated. Now, here's the other great thing is the pharmacist at Owens Pharmacy have your six. They've got your back because they get a prescription, and they look at it and say, you know what, this is different than the other ones I've got for my patient, my friend. They're going to check on that. They're that last line of defense that you have to make sure you're getting the right meds at the right time. Owens Pharmacy, like I said, locally owned, locally operated, good people down there. It's time for Mardi Gras. Woo, Mardi Gras! Yeah. And I'm here with Sherry Hoyer, and a king and a queen candidate are here. So good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you folks.
So tell us about the Mardi Gras that Swaroptimus are putting on.
Well, it's our 43rd annual. It's going to be at a new location. Usually we're at the Civic. Right now we're going to be at Mercy Oaks. Doors open at 6 o'clock on February 28th. The event goes till 11 o'clock. We have a big dinner planned for you. We've got lots of prizes, new and improved. Door prizes every 15 minutes. You're going to want to be there. It is the event of the year.
Games, contests, dancing.
Yes, there's a dance contest.
Prizes.
Absolutely.
You know, when I've been there before and people all got, they've got masks on.
Yes.
And, you know, it's something about masks. When you have a mask on and nobody knows who you are, or they think they may know, but they don't. And then you're there and you see strange dancing going on. And I wonder who that is. And then, you know, as it turns out that it's, oh my gosh, it's them. So it's really a good time. It's kind of cool. I like it. And then there's the gambling. Is there gambling there?
Mm-hmm. Blackjack and craps tables and the roulette.
And you can win things.
You win lots of things. We have prizes from all over Shasta County. We have Atlantis, Reno Casino. We have Rolling Hills. We have Wind River. We have golf packages with Siskiyou and different places in Shasta County. So it's a big event. We've spent a lot of time preparing for it and contacting donors from the community. So it's a big community event.
Okay, that's great. Well, it is, you know, and it is big. And the Soroptimists and all the people that put it on, it's a good way to raise money. Because where's the money go?
Well, we raise the money for our scholarships and our awards for women and girls. Some of the projects we work with is the Shasta Historical Society, the One Safe Place, Camp Hope, the Secret Witness Program. These are just a few of the things that we spend our money on.
The Secret Witness Program.
We started that.
Oh, wow.
The Soroptimists started it some years ago. We also built and went to the city to build the Senior Citizens Building. So those were some of our major projects that we still contribute to.
Is that the Senior Citizens Center?
Center, the building right there on the
off
lake.
Off of Benton?
Yes, off of Benton.
Yeah,
yep.
That one there?
We built that.
Wow.
On city
that's
property.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah, so that's just some of the things we do.
Okay. Now, one of the big things are?
What? The
kings and queens.
Queen, exactly. And we have three king candidates for Mardi Gras 2015. That's Justin Meyer, who's here. Mike Radar, I don't know where he's at. Jason Schroeder, he's around here somewhere, too. Three queen candidates are Kathy Cacolucci. No, I didn't say it right. I'm sorry. Jennifer Morgan and Carla Thompson, who's here. And
we can tell the ones that want it.
Yeah, that's right.
We
here.
Can tell the ones that want it. So, Carla, lean in here to that microphone.
All right.
Don't be afraid of it.
Okay.
I think we even actually sprayed it, you know. So
yeah, so it's clean.
We sprayed it in between, you know, just in case, you know, so things are going on. So, Carla, tell us a little bit about you.
I have lived in Shasta County for about 30 years, and I work for the city of Shasta Lake. I'm the Development Services Director there. I've worked for the city for almost 18 years, and I spent so much time in the city that I moved there 5 years ago.
So what does the Development Director do?
I am in charge of planning, building, and code enforcement. All the fun things in the city.
You're in charge of code enforcement?
He'll be calling you.
Somebody else gets to do it, but that is in my department.
Well, you know what? I'm not even going to get into it because these are just things that I've been ranting on and off for about, you know, for 5 years. But code enforcement, I find that really interesting. And to answer everybody's question, yes, there will be food available, food and beverage
there is
available.
A dinner.
And we're talking about alcoholic beverages, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
You're going to have alcoholic.
And
Louisiana, yes, didn't see any question posed. Will the Mardi Gras event have Louisiana-style food available at the event? Of course it will.
Yes, they will.
They
and
will.
And tickets are available.
All right. Now, let's go back to Carla. All right. So how did they get you into this? I mean, I did that Dancing with the Stars, and I know how they got me into this. I was corralled. I was pushed until it got smaller and smaller until I had no choice but to go dance or whatever. But how'd you get into this?
Bonnie Hurley, who is a very good friend of mine and the manager of the Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce, nominated me, and Cheryl Kirkland called me. I know Cheryl very well. She's on my planning commission, and she asked if I would accept the nomination, and I had to say yes. And it was very easy for me to say yes. I am a previous recipient of a scholarship award when I graduated from Del Norte High School. It was a very difficult time for me. My mother had cancer, and she died a week before I graduated. So the help from Sir Optimist was very much appreciated.
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you know what? Because we know people, and we go to the Sir Optimist dinners and this, and Lori Goyne and all the people that are involved in this, and Sherry and this, and we're supportive of Sir Optimist. But I think you're the first person that I've met, maybe the second one that I've met, that has, you know, that actually, you know, from time when you were younger, has helped you.
Yes,
with that scholarship.
Yes,
and all that.
I have to speak very highly of Sir Optimist. I know firsthand the help that they give children and young women and women in Shasta County, and the scholarship program is so important to so many people.
Okay, great. And let's talk to the King candidate, Justin Meyer. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. And you brought the court jester with you here today.
Yeah.
And he's a cutie.
Yes, so. He is.
Okay, now, and you've already got beads on.
I'm ready.
You're ready.
Let's do this.
I'm not sure. How'd you get those beads?
Actually, my brother is in law school right now in New Orleans. And so last year, he went to Mardi Gras, and he brought me a huge bag full of beads. So
that people gave him, or that he just had?
I would say he probably earned them, knowing my brother. Yeah, he earned them.
Have you ever been to Mardi Gras?
I have not been to Mardi Gras. I've been to New Orleans twice.
You might want to ask about those beads. Yeah. Okay, Justin, tell us what you do.
Yeah, I'm a real estate broker with Carrington Real Estate Services here in Redding, California. Been right here most of my life. Got a 17-year-old stepson, and then my son here, Rowan, is 8 with me today.
Rowan, that's a cool name.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, how'd you get into this? We know how Carla got into it.
Carla got roped. I think I got roped into it pretty much the same way. I'm the current active 2030 president in Reading, so I think I got, because of all the community involvement we do with One Safe Place, Wings of Angels, Good News Rescue Mission, and all the other kids organizations we work with. I think that's how I got my name recognized and roped in that way.
Hey, I'm really glad that, we're going to have both of y'all back on for different reasons. One for the 2030 Club, which we are very, very active. I mean, we think that, you know, of course there's our future. And in fact, if anything, I like to urge y'all to get more into things, take over.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Well, you've got to start here. So, I mean, you got to keep pushing there. And then of course, Carla, we need to have you on and talk about your job, because the development out there at Shasta mm-hmm. Lake, and then code enforcement. That is so big. But y'all are running for king and queen. Mm-hmm. And so how do people vote? Vote for y'all?
www.
Wait a minute. Hang on. She's got to get tied in there. Okay. And turn her all the way up there, because we're – okay. There you go.
Okay. So optimistreading.com or .org will get you to the site. You'll go to events. A drop down, go to Mardi Gras, and at Mardi Gras there's a whole line of things. You can see the king and queen's bio and their names, and you can vote for them. You could have until yesterday purchased tickets to get in the door, or dinner tickets. We've now closed that, and you have to purchase them at the door from one of your king or queen candidates. They get 5 points for every ticket they sell.
So you can't buy the tickets right now?
Online, but you can still vote.
Okay,
you
can still
vote.
You
can still vote.
Can you vote as many times as you want?
Once every 24 hours per, what do you call it? IP address. Sorry. Well, per item. So I have a
IP. That's where you buy furniture.
You can use your smartphone. You can use your PC. You can use your laptop.
So you're saying you can vote 3 or 4 times?
Huh? You can on a different appliance.
Oh, you know what I've got?
I know. I do it automatically. I go to my iPhone.
I'm going to take Bob. Bob's got 12 computers. I'm going to take all 12 of those and vote.
Well, the thing of it is, it has to have a different IP address, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know what, Bob.
And Justin was in first place, so I don't know.
Was in first place.
I don't know when it ended. See, they've cut it off, so we don't know. And Carla was also at the top of the heap. So
the two people that were in the first are here.
Exactly. That's tells you something right there.
You know what? I like it. Okay, so this is how you do it. You go to the website, which is, one more time,
SirOptimistReading.com. .org,
and then you'll see all 6 of the candidates, three kings, 3 queens.
Right.
And then you can vote on. No, I've done this plenty of times before.
Yes.
So many times. Now, as king, and I'll finish up with Carl. As king, what do you propose to do if elected king?
Sure. Since tickets can only be purchased now either at the door or from a candidate, please look me up on Facebook. It's Justin Meyer, M-A-I-E-R. Message me how many tickets you want. I'll come personally deliver them to you at your work. And if you want some Mardi Gras authentic beads from last year, I have them with me. You can definitely take some of those, too.
Okay. And Carla?
I just want to encourage everybody to come out to Mardi Gras. It's such a fun event. In past years, I volunteered as a blackjack dealer. And one year, I even entered the dance contest. I wasn't one of the weird dancers. I didn't win, though, so.
Well, it's not weird. I didn't mean weird like, you know, you're, you know, like they're groveling on the ground. I meant, well, I don't think I even used the word. Did I use the word weird? What I meant was expressive. They were very expressive dancers out there with masks on. And you think to yourself, if they didn't have a mask on, they'd be this expressive. Ooh. I'm just wondering. Everybody has a great time at Mardi Gras, though. Everybody has a great time at Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Everybody goes there. You have a good time. You know, you eat, you drink, you can gamble and dance. And I don't know if it's going to be a DJ out there.
Yes.
If it's going to be, okay, DJ.
Wade and Bobette Riggs.
Whoa, Wade and Bobette, good people.
Yes.
Good people. We've known them a long time. And Wade's, and well, Bobette is really good. And Wade, you know, she carries weight on her back. No, I'm just kidding. you know, I'm just teasing because they're both really good people and they give a lot of themselves to the community too. Okay, one last chance. Go to the Seroptimus Reading.org.
.org and vote.
Vote for the two people that are here.
Mm-hmm. And we will have tickets at the door.
Mm-hmm. Just and tickets in case. At the door. Okay.
And I also have tickets. Call me at the city and I will also hand deliver them.
You will?
Yes.
Hand deliver them.
I will.
Okay, so you've got this. If you want tickets, you've got these people will drive all over Northern California to deliver these tickets. That might be kind of fun. And just give them a congo. Hey, I'm at the Hat Creek Gun Club. Will you deliver out of town?
For 10 tickets, sure. Why not?
Oh, okay. No, okay. Now we're getting into it. Now we get into that negotiating that,
oh, sure,
that real estate does. Okay. So, and you will in town.
I'll do it for 7 tickets.
7 tickets.
Oh. At, going under.
All right. Okay. Well, look, everybody, that's Saturday night down at Mercy Oaks at on College View Drive. It's going to start at 6 p.m. and it's going to go to 11, but sometimes, you know, it goes beyond that.
Yeah.
And it's all going to a good cause, a great cause. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you. So you haven't been.
If you're going to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. You know, if you're going to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Fridays, plus Kids Trout Fishing Pond, Bass Bin Fishing Demos, Dutch Oven and Chili Cook-Off, Hands-On Fly Tying Demonstrations, and the Artistic Wildlife Taxidermy Display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino Stay and Dine Drawing, Splash Dog Competition, Backcountry Horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:50 in the morning here on February the 24th, 2015. 40 degrees out there today. It's going to be a great day. In fact, it's maybe we're looking at rain later on this week. Maybe, but it's going to be a beautiful day today. And weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's a veteran-owned business. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. What can I say about that? Another veteran-owned business, except somebody that guarantees their work. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. From a little bitty chip, which can turn into a big crack, he'll fix it. He'll guarantee it. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you right up front. Integrity is part of what Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair is about. Call Jeff at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, I haven't had a chance because I've been out talking to people around here. Bob, they're saying, I just see that we are so focused on a bad element right now, but that has not always been in the case here in Redding. AB-109 has not done us any favors. There was a time, and not too long ago, when RPD was very proactive. And as we're hearing, is that they've become reactive. We've heard it not only from the chief, but the officers on the beat have said this. You know, there's seven of them out there. And I was talking to somebody the other day about they should be down there on those illegal camps where people are, you know, sitting, you know, sleeping, and get after them because they're breaking the law. That's true. I agree. However.
And then do what with
them? There's seven officers on the beat, and which is like 1995. And you're talking about a large area. I mean, you know what? We can keep bitching about it, or but I can't do anything about it. I am not the king. I am not the king. I am not on the city council. I am not running. I'm not on the board of supervisors. All I set out there is poke people. But they could do something about it.
If we had the law enforcement to go after these people and then what with them exactly?
It comes into like this. Okay, look at it like this. Look at this big hose, right? Say it's a 6-inch pipe, and it all funnels down to
a bucket,
a half inch opening.
Yeah,
the half inch opening is the jail. Now, and even then, and there's like little pebbles in it, so it's less. The 6-inch pipe, which has got all these bad guys that they're arresting, and all these people they're arresting, men and women, fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, they're arresting them, and they all come down to that little bitty hole right there. And that's the jail. And that's it. Okay. Moving right along. The unions, right here in River City, are claiming that the Shasta court system is being run by secret fiat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Steve Allen. You know Steve. Steve's been on the show several times. He's the negotiator for the unions. Now, there's
okay,
negotiation.
Is this the Nanny courts or there, what? There's,
well, no, this is the Shasta courts themselves.
Okay.
And that they're saying, hey, wait a minute, there's no transparency here. They're just making these secret decisions. Now, I'm sure this all this coming up in this hyperbole has nothing to do with the fact that there's union negotiations going on right now, you know, for the employees. So now we're into secret fiats and secret, you know. What do they call it? It's just like they're running it secretly. There's a secret group. I don't know. Is there a secret group running the court system here? Is it like a star chamber? Is that what we're hearing? There's a star chamber right here in Shasta County running the courts? I'm not sure.
There are those who say that, you know, the line between the prosecution and the defense in this town is a bit of an incestuous one at times. I've heard that accusation made more than once.
Uh-huh.
That somebody has a bunch of buddies and they're a defense lawyer, and then they go over to the prosecution office, and that's how a lot of these deals and a lot of these absolutely head-scratching decisions that come out of the court get cooked up.
Well, I think that's between the. I mean, you start talking DAs and public defenders and all this. I mean, most of them are pled out. I mean, they one of the things they got. Who was that guy? The original DA that got, you know, that lost to Carlton. Who was that?
It was Jerry Benito.
Jerry Benito.
He was a friend of mine.
They talked about with him is, oh, you know what, he has a 90% conviction rate because they plead out all the cases. Well, now,
that has not
changed since Carlton's come in there. They still plead out cases. I mean, probably probably 90% of the cases are pled out, I would imagine, because, I mean, who wants to – I mean, they don't want to go to court.
My pet case is the young woman whose life was taken from her at that intersection, the one where the city officials were so embarrassed by the situation they shut down the protests over the young woman's death. But, I mean, seriously –
Is this
just
the girl on the motorcycle?
Yeah. And the woman, the druggie, I'm sorry, maybe I'm being harsh here.
Well, no, she admitted being on drugs. Yeah. She was on meth and marijuana, I think.
She's going to pretty much walk out of this?
I don't know if she's going to walk. They can't prove that she did it. They couldn't prove that it was homicide, that it was, you know, that it was a manslaughter because that you have to do it with, that you understand you're going to take their life or something like this. I'm not sure. I've got to go back and look at it. But where is Jerry Benito, by the way?
I haven't heard from him.
I think he moved down to like what? Down to the Bay Area? He's got a job
probably,
down there?
Yeah.
Got a job down there?
Okay. Was he perfect? No. I happen to like him as a person.
He stepped on a lot of toes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's what it takes.
Anyway, anybody heard from assistant? This is the people are in here talking in the chat room. I love it. They're talking about, you know, that so far they put the blame on the Democrats, and frankly, my friends, the Democrats in Sacramento, it is their fault. They control the government, so it's the Democrats' fault. If the Republicans control the government, I'd say it's the Republicans' fault. It is the Democrats' fault. They're the ones that they're the ones that did AB 109. They're the ones who changed in recidivism. They're the ones that are doing the fire tax. They're the ones that are doing the green tax. Greenhouse tax. It's Democrats. It's Democrats doing this. They're changing the laws on, they're making the wolves, even though there's no wolves in California, an endangered species. It's the Democrats that are doing this. Okay, let's just all agree on this. And even whether you agree with me or not, it's the Democrats that are in charge. They're in charge. So anything that happens that's wrong, it's the Democrats. Anything that happens that's right, it's the Democrats. So it's the Democrats in this, AB 109. And no, I haven't heard anything from Josh Lowry. I don't know where Josh Lowry went to. Did he go? He's going to probably a private law firm someplace, leaving the city. He used to be the assistant DA. All right, when we come back, we're going to have the CEO of Haven Humane on with our latest on what's happening out there.
We're going to the dogs again.
You know what? This is Mark Story has done a great deal for the city, too. Here's another guy that's done a lot, kind of one of those. He takes a lot of flack from people, and his people take a lot of flack.
Oh, that's a thankless
job. It's kind of like being a politician. It's kind of like being on the city council. It really is. You know what?
And the old joke about couldn't win the election for dog catcher.
Yeah, you don't want to. You know, here's the thing about the city council. I mean, there isn't a person on the city council that doesn't want the best for this city. I really, truly believe that. They want the best for the city. They've all got different ways of doing it. And, you know, it's the same thing. You know what? I can even say that No, I'll say that about, you know, and I can say that about the staff. I think the staff, you know, they're doing their jobs, but I think the ones in the higher-ups, they want the city to be a success, too. I think there's just different ways of doing these things. So, anyway, and I feel for, you know, because, you know, we're here out there taking shots at them. And, you know, they, you know, and just because, why did you do that? Why did you do that? You know, but they're doing it because this is what they believe. That doesn't mean that we have to believe in that. Anyway, okay. Hey, we're going to come back. Mark Story's with us and talk Haven Humane and a couple other things, too. And we're going to open up a couple other you know, cans of worms here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. This is your talk radio station. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, 40 degrees out there today, February the 24th.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Salem Media Group has announced it will team up with CNN as the exclusive radio outlet to broadcast three televised GOP presidential primary debates. Salem Radio Network Vice President of News and Talk Programming, Tom Tratta.
It's an honor for our network, but also a great victory for reestablishing radio's role in the political process.
Salem will air the debates live with special pre- and post-debate coverage on the Salem Radio Network. He's a self-described preacher's kid from Wisconsin and says he hasn't yet decided on a run for the White House. SRN's Rich Thomason reports from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville.
Governor Scott Walker says launching a presidential bid is a decision not to be made lightly.
The closer you get to this, the more you got to realize you got to be crazy to want to be president of the United States. You got to be crazy. When you look at what it does to a person and a family, you got to be crazy. You should only do it if you feel God is calling you to get in there and make a difference.
The Wisconsin Republican, not offering a timeline for his decision, says what America needs most right now is leaders who can stand up and take on radical Islamic terrorism, standing with allies like Israel. Rich Thomason, SRN News, Nashville.
Also at SRNNews.com, three cars of a Southern California Metrolink commuter train have derailed and tumbled onto their sides near Los Angeles. Details from Metrolink spokesman Jeff Lustgarten were sketchy at best.
There are reports of injuries, but we do not know how many.
Another dose of wintry weather in store for the southern states now. Jim Hayes with the National Weather Service.
Another reinforcing shot of Arctic air arrives from the northwest.
And this man, who's from New Orleans, doesn't get much snow back home. You do not want to be walking past him right now in Amarillo, Texas.
I want to hit y'all with a snowball because I ain't used to nothing like this.
That man spoke to KFDA. School districts in more than a half dozen states from Texas to the east have canceled or delayed classes today. This is SRN News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Google now teaming up with three major U.S. wireless carriers in an effort to prod more people to get into using its mobile wallet and undercut the rapid success of Apple's rival payment service.
The deal calls for Google's Tap and Pay service to be built into Android smartphones sold by AT&T, Verizon Wireless, and T-Mobile USA starting later this year. Currently, smartphone users must download Google Wallet and install the app on their phone if they want to use the service. In addition to making it more convenient to use Wallet, Google hopes to improve the nearly four-year-old service.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. One European Union official is calling the latest compromise on Greece's bailout debt a valid starting point. Eurogroup President Joran Dijsselbloem.
On the basis of Friday's agreement, the Eurogroup members states will launch national procedures necessary for a four-month extension.
Dijsselbloem says the list of compromises will be looked at more closely by all European Union Ministers, this is SRN News. The Senate failed again yesterday to advance a bill to fund the largest government agency in the country. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more from Capitol Hill.
It's looking like it may come down to the wire for the Department of Homeland Security, whose funding is caught up in the grips of a congressional logjam. Funding runs out on Friday, but Senate Democrats have now blocked the bill four times, not because they oppose it, but because they oppose Republican measures to the bill that would block President Obama's executive actions on immigration. Democrats say they will allow the bill to proceed if Republicans give them what they call a clean bill, one that doesn't have any measures unrelated to the funding issue.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. Drug maker Merck is granting a free license to allow one of its HIV medicines to be made and sold inexpensively for use in young children in poor countries hard hit by the AIDS virus. The group Medicines Patent Pool says a lower-cost drug will be benefiting children in 92 low- and middle-income countries. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. It's Tuesday, and Linda is tied up doing all types of things today. She's on assignment. It is 8:05 in the morning here today on the 24th of February. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like today there, Bad Bob?
Well, what you're seeing is what you're getting. Temperatures now coming up. We're looking at about 48 degrees in Reading at this time. And the forecast is going to be for highs today in the mid-70s. Overnight lows will be in the 40s. It got a little bit chilly this morning, as a matter of fact. That trend holds for the next couple of days. Then showers are a distinct possibility on Friday. Not a lot of significant rain, but it will be on and off throughout the weekend. Right now in Reading, again, 48 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, veteran-owned business with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. This is probably one of the few places that you can go to and use your heater in the morning and your air conditioner in the afternoon, right here in Reading lately. And I tell you, Martin and his staff have you know, professionally trained and can work on all makes and models of heating and air, heating and cooling systems. They can give warranties, they can do guarantees, they can work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on emergencies. They're there to help you. They are there to help you. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm here with Mark Storm.
This how 2 seconds of silence is just an eternity.
That was a very long, uncomfortable pause.
Everybody goes, is the radio off? Well, you know what? You're supposed to do that. You know, that's in broadcasting school. Every so often you give that pause, and people kind of lean in, and then you go, Mark Story, CEO, Haven Humane is with us today.
Good morning. That was a great intro.
You like that. You know,
yeah, I like that.
Give the pause, and then you go, what? Are they off the air again? Is what they
now Bob and I were both laughing halfway through the pause, but that was fun.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, that's it. It gives that little like that. you know, the thing about it is I'll be working in, you know, my office, and we have the radios on at different spots around here, so we're listening. And if that goes, if there's a pause, I mean, it's all, and it's in the background. I mean, it's not like I'm paying, you know, a lot of attention because I'm working, writing, or doing something. I'll hear that pause for a second, maybe two. I am up and heading for the studio.
Oh, I bet.
And then most of the time it's the syndicated shows, and they'll have a pause or there's something that clicks on their end, and then it's not like there's just like a little pause, especially in the news. And when it happens though, you're so tuned to it. And Bob, am I right about this? You're so in tune to that 1 second when there's silence, you're looking. Because you're not, you know, it's not, you're not used to that.
Well, it's what ad people call white space.
Yeah, you know, it's. wait a minute. We get
How can
same.
You say that? Wait a minute. Are you trying? You know what? Al Sharpton could be here tomorrow with you talking like that. Al Sharpton could be here tomorrow. What are you trying to do to me? It's. I'm sorry. Could it be like? How about we call it Rainbow Space?
Somehow, when you're talking about advertisements, it doesn't sound quite the same. But the idea is a blank spot, and it sets apart what is inside of it.
So why does bad?
There's no escape from this, is there?
No. None at all. Because once it started, once I've got my little teeth in it. Do you know where Al Sharpton's being sued by the black media owners? Is being sued for $5 billion for being a part of this Comcast thing. They're suing Comcast, you know, in this merger, saying is that they have squeezed out black-owned TV stations and cable channels. And they are suing them for like $20 billion. And Al Sharpton, as one of them, they're saying Al Sharpton is being kept on MSNBC despite his low ratings because he has given them the blessing. We'll talk about that tomorrow. It's probably not what we want to really get into now with Haven Humane. You got white dogs down there?
We have all colors.
You have a rainbow hue of dogs down there.
And I have the same issue that you do. Whenever the dogs stop barking, I have to get up and find out what's
going on.
You get
up and you go, why are the dogs not barking?
Right, right.
There's a reason that dogs aren't barking, right?
Exactly.
What is it usually?
They usually are barking.
They usually are barking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's at least one barking.
Okay, Mark. Sorry. I got off on a tangent.
No, that's okay.
It was Bob's fault. Anyway, you started out by talking about things. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We've had a busy couple of weeks. We had our Donor Appreciation Day and had some donors come out. We gave out our awards. You'll be happy to know that Spencer got the Employee of the Year award.
Spencer did. We really like Spencer.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He comes in here with blue hair sometimes. And, you know, the first time he came in with blue hair, Linda and I just had the look. And it was for his kids. It was for Halloween or something like that. But he couldn't get it out. You know, I guess whatever they used.
Yeah, I think blue is actually the second color.
I think there was a red, wasn't there?
Yeah, you didn't see the first color. It wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
And, you know, Spencer got the Employee of the Year, and one thing that that I like to do for Employee of the Year is it's actually voted on by the other employees. So he was picked as the Employee of the Year from his fellow employees, which I thought was fantastic.
You know, that is good. And I tell you what, Spencer is always, you know, he's here on Fridays, and he brings in these pets for adoption, and he does such a great job. It's obviously he cares about them, and you know, he picks them himself. And he said, I was going down for one, and I looked over there, and he said, this one said, take me, and sure enough,
That was Theodore last week, and he got adopted.
Did Theodore get adopted?
He did.
I am so happy because what a good dog Theodore is.
Yeah.
I mean, sat here with his head on Savannah's leg, and she was just petting him in the eyes. And this is what I told Linda later on afterwards. I said, this dog was, I mean, the eyes on this dog were just really cool. I mean, these were like loving eyes on this pit bull.
Yeah.
And I mean, you couldn't get past how nice this dog was.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Got adopted that day?
Oh. He got adopted, I think, the day after.
Oh, that's great.
And actually, he was one of 22 pit bulls we adopted during our Pitties and Kitties special. So we adopted out 22 pit bulls, put them in forever homes, and 24 kittens, cats.
That's great. At the
same time. Yeah, it was great. So, yes, we had our donor appreciation with some donors.
You have
come
so
out.
Many great things, you know, like, you know, these sales. I hate to use sales, but they're not sales.
Promotions.
But they're promotions. Yeah, sure. Thank you. But the promotions that you all do are just wonderful. I mean, and I know you have a special place in your heart for pit bulls. And you love pit bulls. And you know what good dogs they can be and good family dogs. And you've gotten a lot. You all have gone out of your way to get Pitties adopted, I think. And it's been working.
Yeah, I think that the whole staff loves them. And again, I've said it many times before, they're not for every family. I mean, they're just simply not. And I think that when you come in, you need to look at every dog as an individual, whether it's a pit bull or a chihuahua, it doesn't matter, anything in between.
It's like anything.
Yeah, I mean, they're all individuals. And so are there bad pit bulls? Yep. Are there bad chihuahuas? Yep. Are there bad people? Yep. You know, there are. So, you know, every dog's an individual. That's how we look at them when they come in, and that's how we treat them. And so, unfortunately, we have a lot of pit bulls and pit bull mixes. So we do run specials on them when we can. And, you know, they're fantastic dogs. Fantastic dogs, like many of our other ones.
Our guest is Mark Story from a CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Years, Kent's Meats and Groceries have proudly served their loyal customers, providing USDA choice meats, including organic and nitrate-free products, Prater Ranch natural premium beef, ham, bacon, sausage, smoked and processed in their own facility, fresh quality locally grown organic produce, and so much more. This week's Kent specials include Folgers Coffee, $8.98, Kent's Bumbling Bugler, 750 milliliter red blend wine, $14.98, Lean Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.48 per pound, Lean Old Fashioned Flavor Corned Beef and Summer Sausage, $6.98 per pound. In Kent's Produce Department, you'll find tender asparagus, $2.48 per pound, 98 cents per pound navel oranges, and first of the season white corn. Kent's is the home of Cappy's Deli for party trays, salads, side dishes, sandwiches, and special orders to round out any meal, including this week's special, authentic Italian flavor rigatoni. Check out their cheese case featuring over 30 choices of the finest premium natural organic cheeses from the Loletta Cheese Factory. Kent's Meats and Grocery at Cappy's Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Reading Airport next to Windtour Gardens Nursery on Airport Road.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556. And all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, and I'm the president of Powerhouse Solar. All solar cells are not created equal, and the SunPower module using Maxeon technology are the finest solar cells on the planet. The challenge that they've had over the years is to make the connections on the tops big enough to carry the current, but small enough as to not shade the cell. There was a professor at Stanford, Dr. Richard Swanson, who looked at this technology and said, well, we can do this different. And he came up with what's called the Maxeon cell technology. What they get is 100% now of light transfer. He fully flooded the backside of the cell with connectors, and so he gets the full flow of current on the backside of the cell. So what that means to you and I is more energy, more sensitivity to light. SunPower panels come on earlier in the day, and they draw more light in a low light scenario. They're the best cells connected together, give us the best solar modules in the world.
Powerhouse Solar, your SunPower premier dealer. Watch the full interview at powerhousesolar.com.
For a tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bott, Linda's on assignment today. It's 8:18 in the morning here on the 24th of February, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our great friends down there, Joe and Shelley. You know what? You go to Espresso Joe's and you get great coffees, lattes, cappuccinos, anything you could possibly want at great prices. You're not gonna, you know, you're not gonna be mortgaging the kids' college degrees down at Espresso Joe's down there. And walk next door; they've got it all. Every type of tobacco and tobacco accoutrement and device, pipes, e-cigs of all types. And the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California with the top-rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. What a great place this is. You can buy any type of coffee there and any type of coffee maker also. And they'll show you how to use it, which is another big thing. All right. Our guest is CEO of Haven Humane. Mark Story. See, another pause.
Yeah, I like
another pause where people lean in.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And You know, we just talked about what a great month you had as far as adopting out Pitties and Kitties.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a great, you know, I mean, it was a great promotion. And it was like, what, $35 or something?
It was $35.
$35 yeah. to get this. Okay, that's great. Now, March and April, you've got some clinic specials coming in here that's going to, you know, also will knock off your socks.
Yeah, in March and April, if you qualify, so that means you need to have a Medi-Cal, Medicare, or a veterans card, then it's 10% off dental cleanings at the spay-neuter clinic. So, and dental health for animals is a big deal because it can cause some serious issues if you don't keep their teeth clean.
You know, feeding dogs with hard food, you know, the crunchy food is good for them, right? Is that
yeah.
good for their teeth?
Yeah, it, yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff, as opposed to the soft
depending
food.
Depending on the dog, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like our dog has been on, you know, been on that stuff since she was, you know, since we've had her. You know, a little crunchy food and whatever it is, it's, you know, it's made out of fish or fish parts. And but it's crunchy food, and she loves that.
It depends on the dog. It depends on how you keep their teeth clean. The soft food is fine if you keep their teeth clean well, but yes, the soft yeah. food can.
Well, I saw Linda brushing her teeth one day with my toothbrush, and she's with Pepsodent. I mean, mm-hmm. can you use that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not sure. I think so, but I'm not sure.
I'm just kidding about the Pepsodent and my toothbrush. But you can do that. But you should take it down. Somebody knows what they're doing.
You wouldn't share your toothbrush with Elk Killer?
Elk Killer, you know why not?
You're right.
I've seen her probably running around in the house with it. Probably has it. God knows what. You know what? I don't know. Everybody uses my toothbrush. Why not the dog? Okay, but that's. That's something else. It's another whole new story here. Okay.
Clearly.
But that's a good thing. So if you've got a veteran you got Medi-Cal, Medicare, you can get 10% off the teeth cleaning.
Yes.
Okay. Second Tuesday Club, which we love.
Yes. Second Tuesday Club is going to be at Mazatlan Grill. That is going to be on March 10th. That Mazatlan is on Hilltop. It's I think it's right by the Red Line, right past it, just
if
north
you're,
of it.
You're right across. You're, as soon as you come across the come off the of like the 44,
right, it's right
through
down
the overpass, right there. It's on your right hand side. Yep. They've got like 800 tequilas to you know 100 tequilas to choose from. It's got great food. I mean, a lot of people like it there. It's always filled up with people, so they're going to host your second Tuesday
yes,
right there.
Yes, and
that's
the food
great.
Is fantastic.
Yeah. Great. So if and so, what happens there? They go, you know, people go there and they have dinner or whatever, and then part of the proceeds.
Yep, a portion of the proceeds go towards Haven and us helping out the North State Animals. It starts, I believe, it's from 5 to 9 is what the.
Do you ever have any problems finding restaurants to do this?
No,
they're probably lined up. Chris Schwaga help you with this?
Chris helps. Yes, absolutely.
You know, she was Chris is an interesting lady. And I mean that in the best sense. And she's probably listening right now, so take that. But she's been on the show before,
yes,
and she is an outspoken person. And there's no doubt ever where you stand with Chris. And so if she wants to help you, like she does, because she loves animals, she's right there. She is there, and she's there for you.
So yeah, and I'm glad you did that because I was talking about the awards. But Chris Sawaka got our Media Friend of the Year award for 2014, and she was well deserving.
Well deserving of that. And Chris is good people too.
Yeah, Chris is great. Chris is a friend and both a personal friend and a friend to Haven. And we're very thankful to have her as part of our team. She does so much for our animals. You're not going to find somebody who loves animals more than Chris Sawaka. That's for sure.
I tell you what, anybody that takes the Clydesdales.
Yeah,
and you know, and mothers them and takes them and all that kind of stuff is you know, and that is huge work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of expense. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of time. And I'll tell you, yeah, you got to have a lot of love for them to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Now you run on volunteers.
We do. We have a lot of volunteers that help out immensely. Peggy Randolph was our volunteer of the year for 2014.
Okay.
Thank you, Peggy, if she's listening.
Hey, Peggy.
Our volunteer program has grown substantially over the last 2 to 3 years, and we do so much with the volunteers. The volunteers help now with – we have new programs, new training programs. We have new group play. We have all kinds of stuff going on with the volunteers. And so our next orientation, if you're interested, is actually this Friday at 5:15. It's at Haven. And if you can't make that, then the following one would be Saturday, March 7th, and that's at 10 a.m., and then we go again March 27th on Friday at 5:15. So basically we have one on a Saturday and one on a Friday. And you can call us at 241-1653 and just ask about volunteer information or look on our website.
Here's a question that came in. I've never seen it before. Does the homeless population come to Haven for dogs? And if so,
no.
How are they screened?
They don't. The homeless population, I'm not sure where they get their animals. I think majority of them get them from other homeless folks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come to us because we have to do an application with property, and we talk to
because you want to see, you know, you want to know, make sure the dogs are being taken care of, or cats.
Right, right. They don't come to us for to adopt. I will say this about
that. That's a good question because that's –
Absolutely, that's a great question.
I mean, yeah, because, I mean – because you see all of them have – not all of them. That's not true. That's such an exaggeration. But you see a lot of dogs.
I would say it's a
very
high percentage.
A high percentage of them. And, in fact, one of the things that you did and you helped out with was cages. I guess you call them cages. So people went on the stand down.
We help with the stand down, but we also help with Project Homeless Connect every year.
You provide like a place to put the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Well – Project Homeless Connect, we do a lot more than that. Project Homeless Connect, what we do is we actually help take care of the animals while the people in need, because it's not just homeless with Project Homeless Connect, the people in need go in for the human services. We also do a free exam on the animals. We vaccinate all the animals, and then we try to get as many as we possibly can back to Haven, and we spay neuter them the next day in what we call our Day of Hope. Last year we did 62 animals, which was our capacity, and we had one vet, basically. We had one vet that helped out.
Does anybody fight you on this?
As far as the owners? Yes, some of them do, and some of them we aren't able to talk into spaying and neutering them. But most of them are willing to let us do it. Some of them take a little bit more talking than others. We also provide them for food. I do want to say, too, about the homeless.
You provide food for them then? Okay.
At Project Homeless Connect.
At Project Homeless,
yes.
Okay.
We do have a feeding program at Haven for a small fee.
And then that money goes back into the food.
Right. So that, you know, people are just kind of down on their luck. We can help them out. I do want to say something about the homeless folks. In the vast majority of the homeless folks, in 5 years of animal care, I've dealt with hundreds of folks that are homeless, down on their luck, that have pets. And I think in that time, I've probably only seen about five of them that I was concerned for the animal. The rest of them take very good care of their animals. Their animals eat better than they do. They're their lifeline.
You know, I'm glad you're saying this, Mark, because I noticed that too, was that
you
look at them and you find out these animals are their – that's their family.
It is.
And you know what? I mean, no matter what you say about, you know, illegal camps, whatever it is, they're taking care of – you know, that in many cases is all they have is that dog.
Yeah, so – You know, quite honestly, I worry less about the animals with the majority of the homeless people than I do the animals that are in backyards and neglected in your neighborhoods.
How interesting.
They take really good care of their animals to the fact where, you know, if they do get some money, a good majority of them will go out and spend it on their pet rather than themselves. Because it is, like you said, I mean, that's their family. And some of them, that's their only family, you know.
It is. And that was one of the problems when they had come in, and if they can't have their dog with them. If you can't have your dog with them, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do this. And so I would like to, I mean, I don't know, Good News Rescue Mission, we need to talk to them about, do they have facilities for animals?
I don't think they do.
I think they're looking at it.
I think they are looking into doing something like that. It's really difficult
it's tough,
for
though.
That. It really, really is. But you're right, and that is one of the things that holds them back from going to places like Good News Rescue Mission that are trying to help out.
Linda's almost jumped out of the car one day, and this was not a homeless person. It was somebody walking down the street during the summer. It's like 110 degrees, and they had a little dog that was – you could just – you know, just walking them down the street, you know, on the sidewalk, and the sidewalk had to be 130 degrees. Right. And Linda was going after him. That old dog's feet are hot. You know, you need to pick up that little dog. And this person's looking at her like, who's this crazy lady who's coming out of the car at me? But she was, you know, she gets concerned about that.
Right. So, as do I.
As you should.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Mark Story. You know, that's an interesting, what you've just said, Mark, that you have less cause of concern for the homeless pets.
Majority of them.
Majority of them. Not all of them, but majority of them. You can't say all. And, because of what you've come into contact with over the last 4 years?
5 years.
5 years now. Wow. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
It's beautiful. awful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Tuesday, February the 24th. Good morning, my friends. 40 degrees out there. Phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, my place to get a haircut. Bob's place to get a haircut. You can go there, get your beard trimmed, get it all done at Cypress Square Barbershop. Shave around your ears and down your neck. Very few places still do that, but they do at Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans, Man's Last Stronghold, right in the Cypress Square Shopping Center across from the subway. Head on down there. Our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. See, that pause? Just a little bit of a pause.
Yeah, I like the pause. There.
You like that pause. And we're talking about a lot of different things. You know, once a month, Mark comes on and talks about things that are going on in Haven Humane and all the different events that they're doing and all the different programs and promotions. And you think, well, you know, once a month. Well, yeah, because there are so many things going on.
Yeah.
And that's frankly, let's just say this. Without Haven Humane and the volunteers and the support that are coming through there and the support of the people, we would be up literally to our knees in feral and unwanted animals. But you guys are out there all the time. You and, you know, Captain Smith, who is just does yeoman's work out there. And your veterinarian who I don't know how many spays and neuters this lady does.
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, thousands.
Yeah, they did a little over 4,600 in 2014. But, you know, we had that Happy Neuter Year special. They did They did 300 and something neuters. I think it was 340, something like that.
Happy neuter. Yeah, happy but, neuter.
But that wasn't all they did. They did 643 spays and neuters in the month of January alone with one vet.
You know, how does she do that? Well, no, I have seen that. You all have an assembly line that is just from start to finish, including putting the little animals down there on a really soft, big pillow and then covering them up. So, and they're all, as they're waking up, your people are holding them so they don't get scared.
Yeah, our whole staff is amazing. Our clinic staff is amazing as well. And the way they do
how
it.
How many?
Is
640?
643 surgeries in January alone. Yeah, they were very, very tired at the end of January. And we have a special going on right now, which we're completely full. We've already filled all the slots, but we have the Beat the Heat special for the cat space.
That's 20 a day if you did every day, and you don't.
She averages 24 surgeries a day.
Yeah, because you're off Saturdays and Sundays, I would hope.
They are, yeah.
24 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's what she averages. And, I mean, in January, she was doing more than that, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, 600 and something.
Yeah, yeah, they were,
it's
they were
be
tired.
Like, yeah.
They were really tired, yeah.
I guess so. And then, and then the next month, they go, hey, we could do this again. We have that many out there, right?
Yeah, we could do it every month. And
feral cat, the feral cat, you said there's like feral cat, I don't know, what would you call them, hotels or something out there? They're feral cat areas?
Well, they have cat communities.
Communities?
Community cat areas, yeah.
And people go out and feed them? Or?
They do, and we actually have had some meetings with them and talked to them, and the people that are feeding these community cats and that are actually running them, they're called community cat colonies is what they're called, but... the folks that we talked to, they're keeping them down to manageable levels. So they're also all spayed and neutered. And,
they are
vaccinated. They all have rabies vaccinations, too. So
okay,
they're
so,
all safe
so
and healthy.
They've captured them, and they've had all this stuff done, and they drop them back out there.
Yep, and then they feed them. And so we've talked to them, working with the parks people as well, and they're keeping them to manageable levels. They're feeding them. I think they're down feeding them once a day, which is good, which is the way they should be doing it. And they're keeping the food out of the out of public eye to keep it cleaner. And they're keeping things cleaned up. And you know, these folks that are doing this with these cats, you know, should be commended. It's a great job that they're doing it, because these cats are going to be there. And if we keep them to manageable levels, then it in the end, in a few years, that's what we want, is those levels will start coming down.
How about, I'm hearing, seeing here, it says there's a huge feral cat community on Hempstead Drive along the river. You heard that one?
I'm not sure where that's at.
Okay. Well, they said they came up to the offices to be fed. Huh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And if you feed them, then they become yours.
Yep. Now the... You've just
adopted.
You've just adopted on 50 cats.
That's right. Oh. Yeah. You know, The thing with the cats and the community cats, and it's kind of a controversial issue, but you know, we've been doing the same thing for years, and we take cats in from the same areas, and unfortunately, if they're feral cats, then they get put down, and then the next year we do the same thing. It's basically the definition of insanity, because we're expecting a different result. We're not going to get it. We're doing the same thing every year. So trap, neuter, release is the answer. We need to trap, neuter, release them, and those cats will live out their life, and as long as everybody else in the area is doing the same thing, then we will start seeing a significant decrease in our cat population.
Are you seeing any decrease at all?
We are seeing a decrease, definitely, but it's a slow decrease, and it's not a 5-year plan, it's a 20-year plan. San Francisco is a perfect example of that. San Francisco started trapping and neutering and releasing animals, or cats, in the 80s, and now they have very few cats running around the city because of those programs. Same thing down in San Mateo, same area. You know, they started aggressively doing that, and so it takes years to do it. But we have to start somewhere, and so that's kind of what we're working on now at Haven, is trying to get better trap, neuter, release programs in place.
So say I get 5 traps, and I put it out, and I catch 5 cats, and I bring them to you. Now, do I have to pay to have them?
You do.
Oh.
Yeah, so. But it's $35. $35, and they get spayed, neutered, they get the rabies shot, they get their ear tipped, so they cut just a tip off of their ear, and that way you know if you see a cat that's out in the community, and there's a lot of cats out in the community that are already altered.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see them and they have a tipped ear, which is a common thing across the country, if you see a tipped ear, then you know that animal's both vaccinated and has been altered.
Okay. Well, so, yeah, so if you see the tipped ear on that.
Mm-hmm. And once they're altered too, they're less likely to spray, to start doing all the things that annoy the heck out of everybody. They're less likely to do that kind of stuff. But more importantly, once they're in that area, an area will only kind of support so many cats, and those cats don't want that many more cats, so they'll keep other cats away. And like I said, if we...
Unlike a community who just keeps taking and taking in.
Exactly. And if all the community around you is doing the same thing, then that's how we're going to get on top of this. You know, they're not going to reproduce anymore. They're not going to let any more cats in. And so slowly we're going to see the population go down.
Well, I think, you know, that's an interesting concept. And so because...
Well, it's not...
It's not... I mean, well, we've been talking about this now for 2 years, and it's... What people need to do is, when if you've got a problem like that in your neighborhood, is just going out and just start trapping them.
Well, and bring them to the clinic.
You can
bring them to our clinic Monday through Thursday. You drop them off before 9, and you can pick them up in the afternoon, and they're done. They're ready to go. Release them. And they're going to live out a healthy life, however long that's going to be for them. You know, the community cats live a little bit shorter sometimes than regular cats, you know, than house cats, because they're not quite as
pampered. They're out there. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, this model has been successful all over North America. It's been very successful throughout Canada. It's been very successful throughout the United States as well.
So how many traps do you have there?
We don't have as many traps as we would like, and we use them quite often.
How much do one of the, this is have a heart traps or something like that, where they just walk into it and it just shuts down,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's, so they're not injured.
No, not
this.
At all.
So how much one of those traps cost?
I think they're about $75.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we could do a fundraiser and get another 10 or 15, 20 traps, and then maybe you could have a special on that. Trap a cat.
Well, we do $35.
$35. Oh, okay.
Trap a cat. We believe me, we make no money off that at all.
Well, no, I know that. No, but that makes sense. You know, if you're trying to get rid of the cat population, or at least cut it back.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you know, people think that if I just take the cat out of my neighborhood and I bring it to Haven, it, you know, my problem is over. No, not really, because there's probably going to be another cat that's going to fill that void. What you need to do is you need to trap, neuter, release it, vaccinate it, and it will go back out into the community, and it will keep other cats away. And if you can talk to the rest of the community into doing that, that's where we need to go.
Okay.
That's the answer for the long-term population problem with cats. And again, it's not necessarily...
It's not going to be done in a year.
It's not. It's not a short-term plan. It really is not. But if we want our city to be free of the community cats roaming or at least quite a significantly lower rate, then that's the only viable solution.
It's the only way it's going to work. And see, correct. And I'll tell you why this is going to – I mean, I can see something like this working, but having anything where there's a long-range plan, you tell somebody, it's going to take at least 10 years for this to work. You know, you're going to start seeing results in probably 3 to 5 years.
Yep, that's about
and then
right.
Once it starts catching on like that. And I, you know what? It's we can't even have a government that goes beyond 2 years. So it's kind of hard for people to picture 5 or 10 years unless they're business people.
Well,
you know, because you can make 5-year plans and 10-year plans. So
our society's kind of become an instant gratification society. And
many times.
And this goes against that definitely. But
it can work.
I don't think that there's very many people that want to see cats killed unnecessarily. And unfortunately, that's what's happening across the country. And so, you know, we have to start looking at this from different directions. And this model that I'm talking about has been successful in many, 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 many big cities. You know, big cities.
Maybe we need to do make this maybe part of the on that Love-a-thon, you know, Pet Expo and Super Adoption event, you know, talking about this. And
We talk about it all the time.
I know, but, but when we get into some other things, too. Anyway, talking about that, Love Your Pet Expo, that's coming up soon.
Yeah, Love Your Pet Expo, we are really excited. We're going to help out with Love Your Pet Expo this year. The Love Your Pet Expo team is fantastic. And so what we've added is a North State Super Adoption event to that. And so we have invited, and this is not a Haven event, this is Love Your Pet Expo event, and I'm just the POC for this, basically, for the North State Super Adoption portion of this, but we have invited shelters, rescues, and we're hoping to have a whole bunch of animals there for adoption. It'll be one fee for the adoption fee, and it'll be Saturday, April 18th, and it'll be at Haas Farm. It'll go from 10 to 2. So you can bring your animals out, enjoy the expo. They're going to have tons of stuff for the kids and the animals as well. And then we're going to have the super adoption event. So if you're looking for a new family member, this is the time to do it, because you're going to have a whole big wide selection from a bunch of different groups that are all rescued animals.
Relayed message from the home office, Carl, that she got a call that you can, over at Harbor Freight, they've got, and I've got one of them, a cat trap for about $20.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So Harbor Freight, here's a okay. Here's a little ad for Harbor Freight. If you're looking for a you know, like one of those have a heart traps that, you know, it does it safely,
yeah, it's a live
doesn't
trap
hurt them.
That drops
it's
the
a
door.
Live trap, yeah. Drops the door, and they're at Harbor Freight for $20. So you can go out and get your own, and then you could trap one a week. Just imagine. You know what you need to do? Okay, you're not going to like this at all, Mark. And I know that as soon as I say, hey, you know what you could do? You start rubbing your forehead. You do it every time when I start this. So I know you're not going to like this one either.
I like the pause better.
You know what? Here it is. Pause.
I like the white
okay,
noise.
Here it is. You could offer a contest. Who traps the most cats in a year? And you get something. Like, you know, when you recognize people, you could trap. This person has trapped 52 feral cats. They've been fixed. And out back into the world. I mean, a cat trapping prize.
That is an interesting idea, yes.
Okay, last time we'll hear about it, right?
It's probably. We actually have quite a few people that trap quite a few cats a year and get them altered.
That's cool. I mean, that's good. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Again, another one of my ideas shot down. And I can tell you, I can tell when it's going to happen because the left hand comes up to the forehead, his head cocks to the other side, and he kind of rubs it. And I've got these great ideas. And for some reason, on the dark side, what a great way to take this out. We'll be right back.
Presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our last segment of the show, 8:48 in the morning, 40 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day today. Weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Wind River, and Linda is going to be singing there on March the 5th. Thursday. She's got, in fact, they were rehearsing last night. New songs, got a new songbook they're going to be doing. It's going to be a great place. Remember, you know, there's a lot of consternation about the smoking, non-smoking, but 70% of Wind River is non-smoking. And the Elements Lounge is one of those places. And you can eat and have just a great time listening to the music, dancing, dining. Show's going to go from 7 to 9. It's a good place to just relax, have a good time, grab something to eat, have some drinks and dance. Have a good time with us. Join us on Thursday, on March the first Thursday of every month. In this case, it's going to be March the 5th. Okay. Our guest, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And even though I've come up with great ideas here that he is just shooting down one after another on how to control cat populations and have a cat trapping prize, you know, and he's just bringing them in. I mean, you're bringing them in. It's not like you're bringing in, like, just the tails. You're bringing in the whole cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Moving right along. We have the Doggy Dash.
So we
the
have
Doggy Dash. Love it. Dogathon.
So we have our Dogathon. We moved it to May 9th. It was in June, so we're trying to avoid the heat. And so we've added our Doggy Dash, which is going to be a 5K run. And I believe it's going to be at Clover Creek. Does that sound
good?
You've
got a 3-mile run.
Clover Creek.
Doggy Dash?
It's a 5K run. And then we're going to have the Dogathon. And then that's going to be followed up once again this year by the Boots, Scootin' Doggies Barbecue and Concert. And it's going to be featuring Chad Bushnell.
Great time out there. The last year, you knew it was warm last year. You knew it was warm when they had that splash where you throw the objects out and the dogs leap out into the water. When the dogs could not jump into the water because all the fans, all the people that were tending were in the pool. And the dogs would jump on people.
You joke, but the year before we actually had record heat because it was the first weekend in June. We set the record at like 113, and we actually, after the thing, I think half the staff jumped in the pool. Literally, including myself. It was very hot. So,
well, I tell you. But now, that's a good idea of moving it. I mean, it shows flexibility and saying, hey, you know what? We can do this better. Okay. Yep. And you know what? It's a great time, too, because you get the barbecue, you get the dancing and the whole thing. It's a great day. We took our grandkids to it last time, and they just had a great time.
Yeah, they had snow cones.
Which lasted all of a minute and a half.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, they tore
them. Are you kidding? I'm stuffing them down my shorts there. Okay. Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. Definitely visit us on Facebook. Wow, that was a tongue
twister.
How
many times can you like you guys?
Only once. You can only like a page once.
It's letting me like it.
No, you can like
all the little.
You
things.
Can like posts.
Oh, the post, okay.
But you can only like a page once, and I think we're actually at 4,600 ish is where we are.
Wow.
On that, we're trying to get up to. I might be a little bit high on that. We're trying to get to 5,000 this year, and I think we definitely.
I think you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, every time you get so many.
Every time we get 200, we sponsor an adoption. So somebody,
there you go.
A North State homeless animal goes into a forever home at a sponsored adoption.
Yeah, for free. Correct. You go in there, and they don't know. They don't know it. They just walk
no,
in.
No, they
and
do
they
not
just
know. Well, sometimes they do, but if they're watching Facebook, they might know it. We have had Facebook people that have come in and they knew that we were going to get one. But some people, most of the time, it's a shock. Hey, you're the first person today, and we had 200 likes, so this is a sponsored adoption.
That's great.
You know, a lot of those people will donate.
I like what I like on Facebook is you get the photos of the animals and their new families mm-hmm. in their forever home. And you know what? I'm looking at – okay, forgive me for this. But I'm looking at the family and I'm looking at the pet and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I see this.
Right.
I see this. Yeah. You know what? They couldn't have picked each other better.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's how it is too. I mean, they come in and they may have a they may come in and they may want a small, you know – terrier chihuahua mix and they walk out with the biggest meathead pit bull that we've got because it's just that dog connected with those people, you know, and they connected with that dog and that's what it's about. You know, I always tell people when you come into the shelter, don't come in with some kind of set I want this and this and this. Just come in and just let the dog find you. Let the cat find you. And it seems to work out the best. And that's how most of us have found our great animals.
I can just see somebody walking in. You know, they've got the little cat pillow that it's going to sleep on and all these other things. And then they walk out with a 65-pound pit bull going, yeah. Well, this is what we like instead.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's, so that happens all the time.
Dog and comes into the house and goes, I like it here.
Or the exact reverse. People come in, they want a big dog. They want a big, strong dog, and they walk out with a little chihuahua. You know, it's just however they connect.
Isn't that strange?
And we have our Camp Love a Pet coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Our Camp Love a Pet's fantastic, and it's 16 kids, 10 to 15 years old, get matched with 16 dogs, and so that we train them for 2 weeks with some of our trainers and volunteers, and they learn positive reinforcement. They learn how to be better community members. We have a bunch of people come speak during it. It runs from 8 to noon Monday through Friday with a Saturday orientation for the first day and then a big graduation the last day. And if you haven't been to the graduation, it's a lot of fun. Normally we have the mayors, the sheriff comes. We give out a lot of certificates for them. They walk the carpet. They show the tricks they taught the animals.
Yeah, because everybody teaches them, what, one trick or something?
Yeah, they at least one trick.
At least one.
Yeah, and the difference between – in both the kids and the dogs from orientation to graduation is just phenomenal. So those –
Well, you know, those dogs have come in here and, you know, to be adopted.
Yeah.
And they've come in here, and they've been so well behaved. They walk in, they sit down, they lie down. I mean, it's really, really. I mean, you can tell the difference. You know, people have worked with them, and the dogs are happy.
Yeah, and the goal is for all of them to get adopted till graduation. Hopefully, the adopted family is going to come in, and they can hand them off at the end. But those camp dates are June 13th through the 27th. And then the second camp is July 25th through August 8th. They fill up very quickly, and we get a waiting list for them. But right now, one of them is about half full, so you can register online, or you can call us at 241-1653.
You know, Sungold just wrote something, and we were watching the Westminster Dog Show the other day. Mm-hmm. Love watching that show. Mm-hmm. Dogs are worth more than my whole home. People really should do research first as to what type of dog would fit well in their family activities. Many dogs have special traits that can become undesirable, like border collies who want to herd. And they were talking about some of these animals.
True.
And they're saying, this animal right here, this dog right here, is for an advanced, you know, somebody that's advanced in taking care of having dogs.
True.
Because this dog is very smart, and it's very, you know, you've got to be smarter than the dog in training it and all this. And then they're talking about, well, no, I mean, because the dog will get bored and gets into trouble. And others, like the herding complex, where, or, you know, for some of them that will go out and herd the children around. So,
and that's great advice, and it's very generalized advice, but it's great advice. But again, every dog's an individual. But in a general sense, yes. If you live in an apartment, you don't want a border collie because a border collie is going to be running ragged. Or, you know, any cattle
He'll
dog
eat your
needs
couch.
They need a job, and that job doesn't have to be herding cattle. It could be just
herding
running
goose.
Or walking or agility or something fun for the dog to do. And some of the dogs will need that.
You need
some
to wear a dog out. And I mean,
sometimes.
I mean, when I say wear them out, I mean, just,
no, I
they've
got
to be able to go out and have exercise.
Right.
That was one of the things they talked about this one dog. They said, I forget which breed it was. They said, you need to tire this dog out.
Yeah.
Because if you don't tire the dog out
on a
regular basis, this dog is just, it's smart enough, it just gets into trouble.
Yeah, and a lot of those dogs, if they don't have a job, they're going to find a job. And that might be eating your couch. So it's better that you find a job for them. Yes, but that is great advice. Do some research. Most of the animals we have come in are not purebred. Most of them are mutts. So,
which could be even better because
they've
got the best
in the world.
You know,
absolutely.
The one we have, Elk Killer, is just a perfect dog for us. And it may not be perfect for other people, but she's perfect for us. Sponsorships on kennels. We want to catch this in here real quick.
We have kennel sponsorships. We have some still available. It's $250 for the dog kennels, and it's $150 for the cat plaques. Those plaques go up there. I know you guys have one. I have one as well. Many organizations, many families have them. It could be honoring a pet that you've had. It could be just showing that you care about animals. But those sponsorships are still available, yes.
Okay, and then what happens? You get this little great little brass plaque that goes up on one of the kennels, and you can, you know, it can have your name and your dog's name and your anybody's name on there. In fact, you can do. Oh, not anybody's name. You probably have some kind of restrictions there.
Yeah.
Total Khomeini, maybe. No. Okay. You're scratching your head again.
I'm not scratching my head yet. I just look down.
You just look down. Okay, you just look down on that one. Okay, what's coming up? Okay, we talked about all these things. What do people need to remember? Weather's starting to warm up some.
Hopefully we're going to have some more cool rain and get some more snowpack. But if not, make sure that your dogs and your cats are taken care of. Make sure they have shelter, whether it's hot or cold. They need shelter. They need fresh water. And they need exercise and love, and don't neglect them to leave in the backyard.
There you go. Good advice there. Yeah. And you're out there. You know what? This is the kind of guy you are. You're out there to help these kids. You know, there's a show going on, right?
There is, yes.
Where at?
It's Enterprise Starship is going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but they actually do their school program shows for the elementary schools today and Friday. They have matinees.
Do you have a kid in this?
I do not. She graduated last year.
And so you are just doing it because you're a good guy.
I'm volunteering. I love the program. I miss doing it.
Great program.
And Miss Ani and Mr. Costa out there at Enterprise High School are amazing, and the kids are fantastic.
They are. And it's a great program, Starship, and I think that's just indicative of who you are. You're out there helping not only all of our animals and helping take care of this, but you're also helping kids.
Thanks.
Okay. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Hey, tomorrow, I got some surprises coming in tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow with those surprises. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, which are you?
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A commuter train accident in Southern California injures 30 people.
A little before 6 this morning, Ventura County Line Train 102, which travels from East Ventura to Union Station, was involved in an accident with a tractor trailer.
Metrolink spokesperson Jeff Lustgarten says at least 30 people were hurt. The accident happened at a train crossing in Oxnard, about 65 miles north of Los Angeles. Also at SRNNews.com, Salem Media Group announced it will team up with CNN as the exclusive radio outlet to broadcast 3 televised GOP presidential primary debates sanctioned by the Republican National Committee. Salem Radio Network Vice President of News and Talk Programming Tom Tratup says it's important that radio news be part of the debate process.
It's an honor for our network, but also a great victory for reestablishing radio's role in the political process.
Salem's nationally syndicated radio talk show host Hugh Hewitt will...